The Rakshasa warriors saw with amazement a mighty Vanar seated on the garden gate, who, at their approach, grew to still bigger size and formidable menace. Hanuman shouted, "Oh, you have come, have you?" He jumped down, brandished his tail, and striking the ground with it, roared till the four quarters shook. He snatched the huge iron bar from the gate and, armed with this weapon, began to attack them all. He sprang and leaped in all directions and, whirling the iron rod, struck the Rakshasas down one by one. After finishing them thus, he resumed his seat on the top of the pillared entrance and roared once again. "Long live Ram! Long live Lakshman! Long live King Sugriv! O Rakshasas of Lanka, your doom is near! The great warriors Ram, Lakshman, and King Sugriv have sent me here to destroy you! Come on in your thousands! I stand here ready to hurl you to destruction! I have saluted Sita and received her blessings, and now I am going to destroy your city!" All Lanka heard the thunder of his words and quaked in terror. When the news reached Ravan that the warriors sent against Hanuman were all slain, he opened wide his fierce eyes in amazement and wrath.
"What is it you say?"
He called Jambumali, the matchless warrior, son of Prabhasta, and he said to him,
"Go at once, punish this monkey, and report here back to me."
The Rakshasa Jambumali took some time to put on armor, take up weapons, and get ready to meet his foe. Meanwhile, Hanuman was not sitting still. He climbed to the top of a temple in the park and stood there, shining against the horizon like a second sun, suddenly risen in the sky. He magnified his body still further and looked like a golden mountain range up in the heavens. His roar filled the city of Lanka and raised echoes from all the eight quarters. The hearts of the Rakshasas trembled in fear. Hanuman again shouted, "Long live Ram! Long live Lakshman! Long live King Sugriv! I have come here as an envoy of the King of Koshal! I have come to destroy Lanka! I am Hanuman, son of Vayu, who has come here to utterly destroy the enemies of Ram! I have vowed before Sita and received her blessings! I possess the strength to vanquish 1,000 Ravans! Big boulders and uprooted trees, I shall aim at the Rakshasas and destroy them! That is what I have come here for!" The sentries in the temple took up various weapons and attacked him. Hanuman jumped down and plucked up a big pillar supporting the temple and stood there like the destroyer of the universe. Whirling his massive weapon easily as though it were a willow wand, Hanuman struck down and killed the sentries. The temple, from which the pillar had been removed, collapsed. As Hanuman struck the ground with the pillar, sparks of fire flew all around. Again he shouted, "In Sugriv's army, there are monkeys much mightier than I, and they will soon be here. You and your king and your city will be destroyed by them, root and branch. Your king has incurred the enmity of the lord of the Ikshvaku race. Lanka is nearing its end. Destruction awaits the Rakshasas. The god of death is approaching Ravan." Jambumali arrived at last, with wide, glaring eyes and ugly, irregular teeth, dressed in scarlet, with large golden rings in his ears, bow in hand, garland around his neck, sword at his hip. He came in a chariot rattling like thunder. Hanuman set his eyes on the chariot, which was dragged by enormous mules, and he got ready. Seated in his chariot, Jambu Mali bent his bow and aimed and shot a few arrows at Hanuman, who was seated on the wall. They wounded his face and drew blood, which added to the beauty of his face. It was as if a red lotus had suddenly blossomed in the heavens. The wounds enraged Hanuman, who picked up a big boulder and flung it at the chariot. He uprooted a sal tree and, twirling it, flung it at Jambu Mali. Then he picked out a huge iron rod from the temple, aimed it at the chariot, reduced it to splinters, and crushed the huge body of Jambu Mali into a shapeless mass, in which neither head nor limbs could be distinguished. The results of this battle were duly reported to Ravan. He was struck with wonder.
This is indeed something strange. This murderous brute is not an animal, certainly not a mere monkey. It is some new creature devised by my old enemies, the demigods, to annoy me.
Ravan then ordered mighty commanders to go with a great army to capture the creature and produce it before him. The Rakshasa chiefs went forth in a great array of chariots. In full force, they attacked Hanuman, who was, as before, stationed on top of the entrance and was laughing aloud in disdainful unconcern. They showered missiles on him, which glanced harmlessly off his adamantine frame. With each dart or arrow that struck him, he grew in stature and fierceness, and, ranging all round with energy, pelted them with rocks and huge tree trunks, till all the leaders lay crushed and slain, and the survivors fled in panic and despair. Having killed or put to flight the entire contingent of Rakshasas, Hanuman roared in triumph, and Lanka trembled at the roar. He resumed his seat on the stone battlement on the top of the garden gate. Hearing of the defeat of the force sent to capture Hanuman and the slaughter of five of his best commanders, fear, for the first time, entered Ravan's heart. He reflected anxiously.
It is extraordinary that a solitary monkey should have this devastating valor and purposeful malevolence. This is clearly a conspiracy of the gods.
But he kept his concern to himself and laughed sarcastically. He looked round at all the members of his great council. His son, the heroic Aksha, stood foremost, eager for battle, and the proud father bade him go forth to battle against the tremendous foe. Radiant with youth and health, and glowing with high courage at this opportunity of distinguishing himself, Aksha went forth in a shining chariot, confident of victory.